So last season, you would say, is kind of a roller coaster for you. What did you learn from last season in particular when you got sent down and how you dealt with all that adversity and then came back up in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it was a big learning experience for me last year. And, understanding the difficulties of being a full-timer up here and having to go down there, gain my confidence, work hard and put in that work and try to get back up here. And you could go down there and sulk and be disappointed and upset, but I think I went down there motivated to get right back up here. I wanted to come help this team win hockey games, and it was unfortunate that the way that I did get back up with having the injury to some of the D-men, but I was fortunate to come up and play well enough to get a full recall and be able to play the rest of the season.
You were like two different defensemen last year. At the beginning of the season, you were more of a, not there, and that was not one of the reasons. But when you went down, you worked on a lot of things. What was one of the main things you worked on when you went down on the Vamps?
I don't know if I necessarily went down to work on specific things. I went down to get back to where I was, previously, and understanding that I can play at that level, and know that I can have success at that level. And I think when I went down there, I played a ton of minutes. I went down and just played my game, did what I do best. And when I got that call back up, one of the biggest things, mentally anyways, that I was thinking was I needed to do exactly what I was doing down there, forget about who I'm playing against and just stick to my game. And I think that's what I did the second go around, and it definitely helped me out.
Now, when you went back down, you played a lot with Phil Myers. How does he complement your game, and how did you guys play so well together down there?
I think that Phil is we got a lot of similarities. I think he likes to get up in the play. He likes to play offense, and he's got a really good skill set. And to be able to play with a guy that feeds off you and you feed off him, and you can communicate well with each other, and just kind of work together as a pair, the way it should be, and get that puck up the ice to the forwards, and be able to join in and create a lot of offense.
Now, you are more of a two-way type of defenseman. Would you rather be paired with an offensive guy or rather a defensive guy to let your offensive side go?
It doesn't really matter to me. I think that I can play with either or. I think I can adjust to different players and the way that they play. And I think it's more or less the communication between the partners and understanding what they do well and how you can bring your game and be successful playing with them.